Om Shanti. Baba Sakar Murli, 12th December 2022. Essence. Sweet children, although the Father is here, face to face with you, you still have to remember Him in His home, the land of peace. Let your intellects always remain in yoga up above. Question. For which children would you say, Oho Fortune, and why? Answer. Oho Fortune is said of the children whose intellects have the Father's knowledge, because by receiving knowledge you attain salvation, you become the masters of the world. Without having knowledge, even if they were to sacrifice their bodies to Shiv Baba, they would only receive temporary attainment. Unless they have knowledge, they won't receive the Father's inheritance. In devotion, they receive chickpeas, a little something, because of their devotional love. But they do not receive salvation. Om Shanti. It is always in the hearts of you children that Baba comes and teaches you. You are sitting here, face to face with Him. Your intellects are aware that your Baba has come, that He will once again teach us Raja Yoga as He did in the previous cycle. He will purify us and take us back with Him. You children know that you will claim a high status there according to the amount of effort that you make. You have this in your intellects. You children know that the path of devotion now has to end. Devotion and knowledge do not both continue at the same time. All the worshipping etc. that people do and the scriptures that they study is not knowledge. That is devotion. The Father also says, Sweet children, studying the Vedas and scriptures, chanting and doing tapasya etc. are all devotion. You have been doing that for half a cycle and it cannot be called knowledge. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is showing you the absolutely right path. Children, now remember me and your sins will be absolved. You mustn't remember any bodily beings. Let your intellects remain in yoga up above. Don't think that because Baba is here, your intellect should also remain here. Although Baba is here, you still have to connect your intellects in yoga up there in the land of peace. Knowledge is of a second. Devotion has continued for half a cycle and you are to receive the inheritance for half the cycle. Devotion and knowledge cannot continue at the same time. Day and night are separate. This is an unlimited day and night. The day of Brahma is also the day of the BKs. You children know that we are becoming deities. The golden age is called the land of liberation in life. This is the land of bondage in life. At this time, all are in bondage to Ravan. They are in the cottage of sorrow. You now know what the cottage of sorrow is and what the cottage free from sorrow is. Devotion is the path of descent. The Father says, you now have to return to the land of liberation. No one else can say that all his children now have to go to the land of liberation. That is, they have to be liberated from a lives of bondage. So, which religion will come first in liberation in life? You children know this too. The whole play is based on Bharat, but there are the biplots in between. We have no connection with those. People cannot understand the things of knowledge and devotion. It isn't in their paths. It is in the paths of you people of Bharat. There were only deities at the beginning of the Golden Age. Now, in the Iron Age, there are innumerable religions. This is your leap birth, the beneficial birth. This is the beautiful age of the confluence. You know that you belong to worldly fathers, and that you also now belong to the father from beyond the world while alive. There are physical fathers and the father from beyond, who is also present in front of you. You souls say, Baba, you have come from the supreme abode to take us back home. The father can only speak to you children. Just as a soul cannot be seen with these eyes, so too you cannot see the supreme soul. Yes, you can have visions in a divine vision. They show that Vivekananda had a vision of the soul of Ramakrishna coming out of that body and merging into him. However, a soul cannot merge into anyone, but you can have a vision of a soul. The accurate form of God is a point. However, it is remembered that he is brighter than a thousand suns. Therefore, if God didn't give a vision of that, no one would have faith in him. No one can understand anything from having a vision of a point because no one knows him. Baba alone tells you these new things. God cannot be something big. He is the subtlest of the subtle. There is nothing more subtle than he is. It is in the intellects of you children that souls and the supreme soul, who are points, have whole parts recorded in them. The soul has his own individual part of 84 births recorded in him. These are such unique things. No one except the Father can explain these to you. When you explain these things to people abroad, they will be amazed and will surrender themselves to you. Only you can explain the knowledge and yoga of ancient Bharat. First of all, explain what a soul is and what the Supreme Soul is. They say of a soul that it is a star. They wouldn't say of God that he is a star. A soul cannot be bigger or smaller. It is just a point that sheds a body and enters another. You children understand how everything that happens in the drama is fixed. The cycle continues to turn. All of this should be in your intellects in a practical way. The world doesn't know any of these things. It is souls that race the fastest. They can go anywhere in a second. Liberation in life is received in a second, and so a soul also arrives there in a second. The soul says, there is nothing faster than I. There is nothing tinier than I. All of this knowledge is in the tiny soul. It is said of him, God is knowledgeful. Previously, you used to say that God knew everything. That doesn't mean that he sits here and knows what is inside each one's heart. All of this is fixed in the drama. The father explains, I am the seed of this tree. If the seed of a tree were living, it would explain how it lives in the ground. It is remembered that God creates the human world through Brahma. The seed is just the one. Each of you souls adopts a body here and plays your part. You children now know how the Father comes and enters a body. The Father comes and gives you knowledge. He doesn't remain constantly seated here. The Father has explained, when the tree reaches its state of total decay, it is then that I come. People now create many sacrificial fires in order to receive help. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. There cannot be a sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Krishna. Krishna was a deity. He cannot come in the copper age. Deities become warriors, then merchants, and then Shudras. How could Krishna, who is a deity, come in the copper age? Deities do not set foot in the kingdom of Ravan. You children know that souls are imperishable, sanskars are in each soul. When a body finishes, good and bad sanskars remain in the soul. You now understand that all human beings are moving along according to the drama plan. Previously, you didn't know on what basis the world was moving along. It doesn't depend on God. This play is predestined and it continues to turn. It isn't that it depends on God. Just as you have parts, so God too has a part. Only I grant visions. On the path of devotion, each one's desires are fulfilled for a temporary period. Whatever people do, such as making donations, performing charity, etc., it only brings temporary happiness. They receive a little happiness and they then perform such actions that they have to suffer for them. It is said that even a few things like chickpeas in your fortune are good. In devotion, they make effort, but what do they receive? Chickpeas. Even if someone sacrifices his body to Shiv Baba, he only receives chickpeas, very little. He cannot receive the inheritance. Although their sins are absolved when they sacrifice themselves at Kashi, they begin anew. So that is like a few chickpeas of devotion, is it not? Look how much you receive on the path of knowledge. You become the masters of the world. It would be said of anyone whose intellect receives this knowledge that his fortune is great. Salvation is received through this knowledge. This is called knowledge. No one apart from the Father can give it. They study so many scriptures. They become very clever and then carry those sanskars with them. Acha, what do they receive? Chickpeas, nothing else. They just continue to fall. When someone takes birth to a king, people celebrate in happiness. Although he becomes a prince, you would say that he has only received chickpeas. Here, the Father is making us into the masters of the world, or making us into emperors, whereas there, he only receives chickpeas. Someone may donate a great deal, although he would go and take birth to a king. Compared to you, that is just chickpeas. So, you should now make effort to attain a royal status. A physical father would be very happy to see his children. That one is the unlimited mother and father from whom you receive happiness for 21 births. Nowadays, sorrow is increasing in the world. It is now the end of the land of sorrow. What do children receive from the father from beyond, and what do they receive from their worldly father? There is so much difference. Here, some become poor and others become something else according to their karma. There, even the poor remain happy. The very name is the land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. Sannyasis say that they have renounced their homes and families and have become pure in order to keep Bharat pure. The government also gives them regard. However, it is the task of the Father alone to make this land of sorrow into a land of happiness. He has to take everyone to the land of peace and the land of happiness because it is a question of the whole world. When Bharat was elevated, there used to be deities there. Baba gives you an essay to write. You should write tactfully. The deities have been around the cycle of 84 births and will once again change from human beings into deities. Only the Father would change you from human beings into deities. No one else has the power to do this. Bharat benefits a little from the sannyasis. They remain pure. Previously, they used to say of the Creator and creation that they are infinite, or that they don't know about them. Now, they say that they are God. Sins cannot be absolved by remembering the elements. The Father's elevated versions are, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. I am the purifier. I come and purify the whole world. The whole haystack has to be set on fire. The whole world is sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. According to the drama plan, the whole world is atheist. The Father says, I come and make everyone into a theist. Those who have become completely Tamupradhan even call themselves God now. You become rulers of the globe by knowing the secrets of the world cycle. You become Mahavirs. You receive treasures as a reward. What do they receive? Chickpeas. You conquer Maya. You Brahmins have the discus of self-realization. They call the Vishnu temple the Nar Narayan temple, the ordinary man and Narayan. In fact, Lakshmi and Narayan should each have two arms, but they have shown them with four arms. Lakshmi and Narayan are two separate beings. If they had four arms, their children would also have four arms. It isn't like that. Look how clearly the Father explains. You have now become sensible and master knowledgeful. Impure ones have to be purified. You have to uplift those who live at home. Make even your home into a temple. Children say, Baba, open the lock on the intellect of so-and-so. Am I sitting here just to do that? You are Brahman teachers. You have to buzz knowledge. Brahmins have to serve. You are the ones who have to receive a status. I am the altruistic server. No one else can be altruistic. I make you into the masters of heaven. I do not become that myself. The buildings have been built for you children. I am just sitting in an old hut. For me, there is an old building and an old body. Shiv Baba lives in an old body, so where would this one then go? Only the one Father can do altruistic service. You know that you are receiving the inheritance of becoming the masters of the world from Baba, and you should therefore fill your aprons with happiness. Look how elevated this knowledge is. Look at what they have to do in devotion, donating, chanting, tapasya, etc. Only the one Father is the bestower of salvation. The Father has come and poured in the oil of knowledge. In the golden age, everyone's light remains ignited, but they don't have any knowledge about how they became Satopradhan from Tamupradhan. That is the reward. A new cycle begins. This is eternal. The sun rises and then sets. This is the spinning of the earth. It isn't that God spins it. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Make every home into a temple. Serve even your family members. Churn this elevated knowledge and fill your aprons with happiness. 2. Don't remember any bodily beings. Connect your intellects in yoga up above. At the beautiful confluence age, belong to the Father from beyond while alive. Blessing. May you be constantly healthy in your mind and intellect by eating the instant and practical fruit of the accurate service you do. If the service you do is yogyukt and accurate, then the fruit of that service is that your experience happiness, supersensuous joy, and being double light. You also definitely experience one or another of the Father's virtues as the practical and instant fruit. Those who eat instant fruit remain constantly healthy in their minds and intellects. If you are weak, then you should understand that you are not eating fresh, instant fruit. Instant and practical fruit makes you healthy, and this is why your slogan is ever healthy, ever wealthy, and ever happy. Slogan: those who reveal the actions of Father Brahma through their every action are karma yogis. Om Shanti.